This is the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric.
Happy 52nd birthday to Catherine Ann Katie Couric, born January 7th, 1957 in Arlington, Virginia. Since September 5th, 2006, the first solo female anchor of the weekday evening news on one of the three traditional U.S. broadcast networks. She is the anchor and managing editor of the CBS Evening News and introduced every night by the great Walter Cronkite. Work continues in Washington, D.C. The discussions on President-elect Obama's stimulus package underway even before he takes the oath of office in 13 days. One of the groups looking very closely at what is going on is the American Small Business League, and that group is concerned that the economic stimulus package may be used as an excuse to divert cash from small businesses into very large consortiums of venture capitalists. On the line with us, the communications director of the American Small Business League, Christopher Gunn. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Chris, what specifically is the concern that you have with this legislation as it's being drawn up?
Our concern is that they're going to include legislative language that will literally modify the definition of a small business as independently owned and operated to include firms that are owned in majority part by billionaire venture capitalists. There was some legislation, I'll say that over the last several years, we've seen legislation pushed by senior Democratic leadership through the House and even through the Senate that would actually re-up the Small Business Innovation Research Program and literally modify that definition to allow those venture capital firms to participate in small business programs.
What are some of the organizations that are fighting you on this?
Well, at this point, it's the National Venture Capital Association, large biotech, and essentially the venture capital industry as a whole. They are incredibly interested, it seems, in modifying this definition as a means of participating in specifically the SBIR program. And as you may know, the SBIR program is the Small Business Innovation Research Program. It's a program designed to provide grant money to small innovation companies that are, heavily involved in R&D efforts of research and development. The implications of this language, though, are more broad in that it would impact other federal small business programs. By modifying the definition of a small business as independently owned and allowing firms that would traditionally not be considered independently owned and therefore not small businesses, you're literally setting a dangerous precedent for venture capital participation and, by extension, large firm participation in federal small business programs. And right now, there are loopholes that exist that allow billions of dollars every year to be diverted to large corporations primarily in the government sector. Our concern is that by changing this definition, they're going to open up more loopholes, divert more money away from the middle-class economy, and cause some serious harm to our economy.
As the legislation is being developed, is this one of those things that perhaps the Obama incoming team would not be focused on, so it's the sort of thing that the representatives of the National Venture Capital Association can kind of slip through quietly?
Well, there are two ways to look at it. Either the Obama team would be hypersensitive to it and would be tuned into the National Venture Capital Association's needs, or they wouldn't be tuned into it, and the National Venture Capital Association would try to slip that language in. Our concern, actually, is that because of large amounts of campaign contributions from the venture capital industry over even the last 7 years, these elected officials and these legislators are going to be more open to the idea of including such language in this stimulus. And really, our concern is that it would be slipped in there and passed without really much fuss. This has been a highly contentious issue, something that has really been battled over the last year while they've been going through the process of trying to reauthorize this program. So it seems to us like including language like this would be, on their side, probably an easy way of passing it by legislators and passing it by the general public without them really knowing exactly what was going on, maybe before it's even too late.
What is a small business? I know the answer is not very simple, but if you can kind of capsulize what is considered a small business under current law.
According to the federal government, in their most general definition of a small business, it would be 500 or less employees. But that said, there are annual revenue-based employee small business size standards and employee-based size standards. So it ranges depending on the industry, but I'd say the most general definition is 500 or less.
Okay, and this has been an ongoing fight for you. We've talked several times about various efforts to divert money that is targeted for small businesses one way or another so that it ends up with Fortune 500 companies.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the problem is that we're seeing it's a multi-pronged problem in that the federal government is actually counting contracts being awarded to Fortune 500 companies towards their small business procurement goal. And on the other side of that, companies are actually competing for small business contracts and getting away with it. So we're seeing it literally fraud and abuse on behalf of large corporations competing for small business contracts and pushing small legitimate small businesses out of the loop. And we're seeing the federal government allowing that process to continue and actually using those contracts to hit their small business procurement goals.
Does it make it more difficult for you to work on this, given that the administration does not have a commerce secretary designated at this point, somebody who would be a point person on this issue?
Well, you know, at this point, it makes it difficult for us to work on this situation, given the administration's unwillingness to acknowledge this problem and even the small business community in a really significant way. I'd say that that's the more problematic issue for us, is that this administration started out as a promising one. In February of last year, Barack Obama came out and said, it's time to stop the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. And at that point, we actually had issued an endorsement. Since then, we've actually seen them pull back from that position, and it seems that they've actually moved in the opposite direction by essentially removing any mention of small business from their transition agenda, which in our minds is and should be considered a reasonable way of conveying to the public the steps that they intend to take to implement, you know, their campaign promise, essentially. So, you know, we're seeing them essentially move away from small businesses. We're not seeing them acknowledge the small business community in a really significant way, and we're very concerned about it.
I would think another part of it, too, would be the failure of the financial services industry to really get capital back in the market. They've been given $350 billion by the current administration in Congress, and they were supposed to be making loans, many of it to small businesses, and from everything we've seen, those loans aren't getting made.
Right. No, that's absolutely true. The credit markets are frozen. Small businesses are struggling because of it. And, you know, I would say, for example, the bailout, the initial bailout, many said that there were going to be ramifications for small businesses, that providing those banks with that money was going to free up those credit markets, and small businesses were going to feel positive effects. But we really haven't seen that. And in fact, we've seen the opposite. We've seen small businesses with less access to credit than ever. Which, you know, obviously we're concerned about, because if small businesses can't keep their doors open, they can't compete for federal small business contracts. That's definitely a key component issue.
And small businesses just don't have the resources that even the large corporations that are having problems, they still have access to some capital, with some exceptions, the auto industry being one of them. But a lot of those big businesses have resources simply unavailable to small businesses regardless.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I think that the problem with small businesses is that it's an issue that really, really hits at home. So say, for example, that the credit markets for small businesses in many ways are tied to, say, for example, the housing markets. So people were leveraging the equity in their homes as a means of financing their small businesses. Once the housing markets started to experience problems and, that equity essentially dried up, people started to have problems, essentially financing their businesses or really lost the liquidity that they had maybe once had. And that's had serious implications for small businesses.
Chris, we will keep on top of this issue. I'm sure we'll be talking with you about it again soon. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Will.
Thank you. Christopher Gunn, Communications Director for the American Small Business League. AM Lansing on 1320 WILS.